SBS has sacked a soccer journalist for a series of controversial comments he posted on Twitter about Anzac Day. Scott McIntyre accused Anzac soldiers of rape and murder, as well as labelling those celebrating the occasion poorly read drinkers and gamblers. SBS management described the tweets as highly inappropriate and said they breached the broadcaster's code of conduct. The remarks drew widespread condemnation, including from the Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull, but there is some support for Mr. McIntyre among Australia's academic community. Michael Edwards has this report.
Late Saturday afternoon, when many people were probably leaving commemorative functions and get-togethers, SBS soccer journalist Scott McIntyre took to the social media network Twitter to let the world know what Anzac Day means to him.
The cultification of an imperialist invasion of a foreign nation that Australia had no quarrel with is against all ideals of modern society.
He gave his take on the diggers who fought for the country.
Remembering the summary execution, widespread rape and theft committed by these brave Anzacs in Egypt, Palestine and Japan.
And he let rip on those respecting Anzac Day.
Wonder if the poorly read, largely white nationalist drinkers and gamblers pause today to consider the horror that all mankind suffered.
Not surprisingly, the Twittersphere started to react. The tweets eventually caught the attention of the Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who labelled them as despicable. Australia's Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson says people are entitled to their views, but they shouldn't think they are free of consequences.
Well, I think they're extremely disappointing and offensive tweets, and I think most Australians will look at them that way, where he's expressing an opinion, a political opinion, and he's being judged very harshly in the court of public opinion.
SBS's managing director, Michael Abeid, immediately condemned the tweets, and yesterday he announced that Scott McIntyre had been sacked. SBS says Mr. McIntyre breached the broadcaster's code of conduct and social media policy. Tim Wilson says SBS was left with no choice but to take action.
These tweets were essentially political in nature, very critical of Australia and implied Australia was a terrorist country. And it's always a grey line about particularly government organisations firing somebody for expressing a political opinion. I'd argue these were right on the line, and in the end, SBS had to take some action. Whether this was the right course of action, I think, is very much up for debate.
On one side of that debate, conservative commentators such as Chris Kenny from News Limited say Scott McIntyre only has himself to blame. Some prominent journalists such as Hugh Rimmington from Channel 10 found the tweets offensive, but disagreed with SBS's decision to sack him. However, some prominent academics actually agreed with Scott McIntyre's sentiments.
As far as the cultification of Anzac, I couldn't more agree with him.
Dr. Alison Bronowski is an academic at the Australian National University and a former diplomat. She's also a member of Honest History, a group that says it promotes balanced considerations of Australia's history.
The point is, awful things happen in war, and to just point out, in the context of glorification that's going on at the moment, that our side too must have done some dreadful things is hardly to be any kind of vilification.
AM tried to contact Scott McIntyre. His tweets remain online.
Michael Edwards reporting.